Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host for today is Pastor Butch Paul, and we will bring to you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Thursday, January 11th, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Miss Melody. How are you doing?
Oh, it's been a hectic day.
Good day.
It's a good day. Every day is a good day, but a better day. Some are better than others, but after the big blizzard on the East Coast, and this is the last day I'm going to talk about it, being unable to travel for 2 days really can put a business behind, because so now we're just trying to catch up. We're just trying to catch up from the mailing and everything. So
I understand. Last week's bad. The Crystal and Judy couldn't come in for the office, so today I had four women working to catch up, and I was here all by myself. Actually, yeah, four women, but I survived it. I stayed in the corner and kept my mouth shut.
Yeah, I can't imagine that, Pastor.
Well, believe me, that many women around, you learn to keep your mouth shut or select what you say, believe me. You know, with this Me Too movement going on, I may get charged something I didn't do. You never know,
Oh, well, not here. Anyway, for now. All right, goal today. Goal is saying, me too. I want to go higher in price, and we did $5.20 today at $1,322. Silver was higher by a penny at $17.05. Platinum was up 1.25% at $987. And palladium was up $2 at $1,089. So, platinum did very well today. It's still a good buy at these prices. So if you have your foundation of gold and silver and you want to diversify, platinum's a great thing to add to your portfolio. Let's see. We're going to talk about crude oil in a little bit, but the U.S. dollar today was down 0.47. That's a big drop in a day, 91.89. We'll also talk about that. Crude oil was up a penny at 63.58. Paper markets today, hey, you throw bad news at the market and it just goes higher. it is really amazing, but it's exciting too. The Dow was up 205 points at 25,574. The NASDAQ was up 58 points at 7,211. The S&P was up 19 at 2,767. 10-year yield pulled back just a little bit, 0.02 at 2.53%. The euro, of course, was much stronger, up 0.68, still holding in that 120 area. And overseas markets, Japan, Hong Kong, Germany, barely moved in either direction on any of those markets. And, confidence continue to rise as the fear and greed index continues to move closer and closer to the top of those numbers. And we had a little bit of a pullback in Bitcoin today due to South Korea, which is kind of interesting. So a lot of things to talk about today. And, there's all kinds of headlines. There's all kinds
of
things that are just, in the financial world. I'm just going to read some of these so we can come back and talk to them. The big thing is, and I know we talked about this yesterday, and I made a mention to you that we did, but China did just remind the United States that Beijing really is its banker.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And years ago, I remember Lindsay Williams saying this, and also I think Bob said this to me, watch China. Of all the places to watch, watch China. Not because it's going to attack us nuclear with a nuclear weapon, but it controls our economy. And that's kind of scary.
It really does. What's scarier is it controls our government.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You mentioned a minute ago about the stock market going over going 25.5, and it's going to soon go 26,000. I can remember when it hit 8,000, and people were saying, well, this is coming to the end. And but Melody, it's over three times higher bubble now. When this thing does blow, it's going to smack us all in the face.
Absolutely, and there isn't going to be a person that isn't affected by it.
That's
and
right.
even though you have gold and silver that protects your purchasing power and will help you more, so you will be able to buy up a lot of these cheap properties and businesses or whatever you want at pennies on the dollar. That's why you buy gold and silver. But we're still going to be affected.
Absolutely,
and,
we are.
Mm-hmm. And this is when you have bellies go hungry. This is when you have social unrest. This is when you have... I saw something in... Was it Baltimore? Thank goodness Baltimore is far away from me. Yes, it's in Maryland, but it's far away from me. I mean, it's a, you know, well, it's about a 3-hour drive to Baltimore. What they do, they hijacked a car, pulled an old man, a senior citizen. And I bring this up because, you know, we're close to senior citizens.
Speak for yourself, but anyway. You're
and
right,
they
we
ran,
are.
Yeah, I mean, just the violent recklessness of the violence. They pulled him out of the car, they hijacked it, and they ran him over.
I saw that.
I mean, it's just like, it's scary. It's scary. And so these are the things that we're going to have to deal with as, you know, we get affected by the, you know, the recklessness of what's happening in D.C.
When the pensions start dropping, and they're going to discuss them in California, when the pensions start dropping, the food stamps dry up, the HUD starts drying up, and the dollar drops down to nothing. If people are rioting now over insane things, what are they going to do when they start being hungry?
Yep.
See, we have a generation now that's been trained not to work. They don't have to work. They've been fed all their lives. When they cut off the sugar tit, who's going to get upset then?
Mm-hmm. And you said trained not to work. I think we've been more conditioned to not react. We've been conditioned to think that what we do doesn't matter. And I think this last election, as I've said on other programs, it is this election that truly has made the elite not fearful of Donald Trump. They're not worried about Donald Trump. They're worried about the people of the United States. They're worried about the citizens. We have the power. And that's what they're afraid of. And but we've been trained not to react. We've been trained to say, well, hey, you know, as long as we get a little carrot dangling in front of our face and, you know, we get our little rewards every now and then and they pay us off, I mean, we sit there fat and happy.
Well, ever since the church has started teaching Romans 13 in a completely cockeyed way, a totally corrupt and untruthful way, the church has said, well, if they pass the law, you got to obey it. That's what we, you know, no, that is not Bible at all. But because they bought that damnable lie, we've accepted all manner of perversion and evil, Melody, and we're going to pay for it. It has to be paid for.
Mm-hmm. And certainly we're going to pay for the what we see happening in D.C. Congress barrels, another headline, Congress barrels toward another shutdown crisis.
Yes.
They're scrambling to avoid the shutdown. The deadline is January 19th. I believe that's next week. And the GOP leadership is remaining tight-lipped about their plan, with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Speaker Paul Ryan declining to outline their next steps. They're expected to offer...
I want to know what the next step is. That's a question.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? They're going to offer a short-term stopgap.
Of course.
I know it, because they can't do anything for a long term.
I expect they're going to kick it down the road to about March and then do it again.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Well, the thing of it is, you have the debt ceiling. That was originally supposed to expire in the middle of December. They attached it to this budget deal, I thought. But now, all of a sudden, just recently I read where the debt ceiling was, it's actually March.
Yes.
And so they're kicking the can. They're doing the two together.
You're going to do it then, yes.
But McConnell told reporters this week, he says they're not ready to make an announcement yet. Oh, let's just keep it secret, keep it down to the last minute, and then you'll all pass it, and then you can all go and stand on the steps of the White House or wherever and pat yourselves on the back, have a big photo op, and tell us what a great job you're all doing. It just irritates me.
It's insane.
You know, just do a job. It really is insane. But they've got 5 days. And, you know, we saw the televised meeting, two days ago, dealing with DACA. And, you know, there's all kinds of mixed messages coming from that. It's been changed for 2 days. Every time I listen to a radio program or turn something on, it's changed as far as what will be accepted, what won't be accepted. But, and Monday is a holiday, too.
This Monday's a holiday?
Martin Luther King, yeah.
Oh, that's right, it is. It'll be a federal holiday. That's right, yes.
Yeah, so, yes. And they're certainly not going to be working, so we'll see what happens. We'll see if they, they'll come together. They're not going to. And what's also interesting is with Trump going to Davos, that's when Davos is. So I don't have the dates. They didn't release the actual days that he was going to Davos. They just said Trump was going to Davos, but we don't have the dates. So if you have January 19th as the deadline to the possible government shutdown, I don't know if he would go before that, after that, during that, if he would cancel his trip. I really don't know.
Well, I don't know either, but I'm kind of curious to why he's going. I've heard pros and cons about this. As to why he's going in the first place, I don't know. But I've heard he's doing it for our sake, and to proclaim America first. I've heard all kinds of rumors, but it's unusual for a president to go that. You know that.
Yes, it is. The first one who went was Clinton, but that was in his that was his last year. And you're always a lame duck in your last year anyway. But you know what he went for? He went there to get a collection for his foundation.
Oh, of course.
That's what he was there for.
And now the FBI is checking his foundation out.
Yeah.
Or at least they're saying they are. We'll see.
I mean, I don't know if that's the reason he went, but I'm sure that has, he was making plans, ladies and gentlemen, for once he got out of the White House. So, you can come up with pros and cons with him going. I don't think he should. I don't think any president should go.
I think you're right. Unless he has something in mind to say, we're not going to pay attention to you all, we're going to run our own country, I doubt that he's going to do that. But if he's doing that, then more power to him.
This isn't the venue to do that.
No, it really isn't.
This venue is making deals.
We'll have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, and I don't, what I said yesterday's program, I says these are the people who feed the swamp.
Yep, you're right.
And, I can't see anything. I just disagree with it. It's just fundamentally wrong.
There's something just doesn't feel right. But I want to ask you a question, by the way, in a way of different topic, but kind of important. South Korean president is thanking Trump for the talks they're having now with North Korea. They said that because Trump took a stand against North Korea, and North Korea took it seriously perhaps now, and they're going to meet with South Korea for, I guess you say, a start of a peace talk. Now, whether that's true or not, they are meeting for the first time in 2 years. So I just wonder if they kick the can down a little road, a little ways with this problem with North Korea also.
I don't know if they're actually having peace talks. What they're having
Olympic talks. But I figure if they're talking, it's better than not. You follow what I'm saying?
I do.
So I don't know whether it's going to lead something better or what, but it's just kind of interesting that they are meeting for the first time in 2 years.
And something's very important to the North, and that's the Olympics.
Yes.
They want to be involved in that. So he is going to act like a gentleman. There was a former, I don't know who he is, UN ambassador. I mean, I don't give them a whole lot of credit, but hey, they know what's going on. He thinks it's just a waste of time. He says you're going to have the scenes of the two Koreas parading around on TV at the Olympic opening ceremony, but as far as the North Korean nuclear threat is concerned, it's not going to change a thing. And so I think either the United States, if the two Koreas do begin to talk a little bit further than the Olympic ceremonies and so forth, and they begin to talk a little bit more about quote-unquote peace, whatever that might be between the two nations, is the United States and the rest of the world going to allow the North to continue their nuclear threat? Doesn't matter what else you do.
There's a dialogue going now. Where it's going to lead, I don't know. And I don't know that they even know. But there's a dialogue going. So South Korea President thanked Trump for making this possible. We'll see what happens on that. We really will. And are you following? I'm sure you are. Walmart stores are going to give their employees $11 an hour wage now because of the tax cuts. Have you seen that? And also going to give them a $1,000 bonus because of the tax cuts. Have you seen that also?
Yes, I have. Do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about it?
Well, Walmart is boosting its starting hourly wage to $11. I will make this mention this. The other day I mentioned that when I worked for $2 an hour back in 1971, that's equivalent to $11 an hour now. The minimum wage has not changed since 1971. It looks like more because it's got a bigger number. But the cost of living has deleted the fact that's more money, more coming in. But Walmart Stores Incorporated is boosting its starting hourly wage to $11 and delivering bonuses to employees, capitalizing on the U.S. tax overhaul to stay competitive in a tightening labor market. The increase takes effect next month and will cost $300 million on top of the wage hikes that were already planned, the Bentonville, Arkansas-based retailer said Thursday. The one-time bonus of up to $1,000 based on the seniority will amount to an additional $400 million. The company is also expanding its maternity and parental leave policy and adding an adoption benefit. Now, the Walmart is still the nation's largest private employer, Melody. So that's a pretty good hit, I guess, for a lot of people. But again, I got to emphasize, the minimum wage has not changed in 46 years. It is still the same amount when it comes to actual buying power. Now, how serious is that when you think about that?
Well, you know, I agree. You know, the purchasing power just continues to decline. But let me say this. Let me just put some water on that $11 an hour and the goodwill that there's going to be $1,000 bonuses and people are getting raises and so forth. It's going to come from someone else's pocket. This is all image building.
Sure.
For both on the tax cuts and for Walmart. Walmart is closing 63 of its Sam's Clubs locations all across the country. So now you know how they're going to pay for the $11 and the increase.
And not only that, we'll cover this. Yes, that's a fact.
Yeah.
And not only that,
I'll
cover this in a minute. They're going to go do a cashiers and about 200 and some stores, almost me, they're going to do a cashier's period. You check yourself out.
Yep.
We'll cover that more in a minute. But this is coming. Well, we'll do it now while I'm there. But Walmart is and Kroger both, I found the article here, are going to do away cashier's period. Wait, I've got to find that because I want to share it. It's kind of important, I think. Because
and we're going to be heading into a break.
Okay. Well, I'll be fine.
In about 30 seconds.
But I just want to tell you that I will not check myself out. If somebody should be holding around that spot, if they're not, then they can do without my business. But Walmart and Kroger combined are going to do 500 stores. They're going to ditch all their cashiers. Now, see, that's another cut to pay for this raise.
Yeah.
There you go.
But aren't you? And then they get to save on all of that tax money that they're now going to get and ship it to the shareholders. But we're gonna ship right into a break. Yeah, we're gonna ship right into a break. We'll be back in just a few short minutes.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival, and I'm here with Butch Paul, and we're talking about Walmart. And
Kroger's.
And Kroger's, and their way to improve their image by saying that the tax cuts, now they're going to let this money trickle down to the employees by giving them raises and, of course, giving them $1,000. It's funny, the $1,000 bonus is just, everybody, it's $1,000. Well, why about $5,000? Or what about $6,000? But everybody's $1,000 from company to company to company. So it's just, they talk to us like we're stupid, and that bothers me more than anything.
Overall, we're proving them right.
Yeah.
You know, I got to show this article here, that I think this is very, very spooky in some ways. Years ago, I covered this in one of our church services, and folks, I do a bi-weekly church service, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, first and third Saturdays every month. We cover current events and news in line with Scripture. Several years ago, I exposed to the people that one day you will be going to the stores and you will shop. You will scan prices onto your phone. You won't even have to stop at a cashier or anywhere else. You just walk out the door, and it's taken off your phone, debit card, I guess, digitally, and put in the account of the store that you're with. But between Walmart and Kroger, 500 stores about to ditch cashiers. Now, this is important. Walmart expanding its scan and go technology to an additional 100 locations across the U.S. The retailer announced today, Tuesday, playing to a growing trend of companies giving consumers the option to shop the stores without interacting with the cashier. The folks are herding us down the chute for the B system, and no one is seeing this. Well, Melody just said they play like we're stupid. Duh. Well, figure this out. They're doing this for a purpose. This is not for your benefit. This is for the store's bottom line, and to get you used to the idea of not using, not needing or not wanting to deal with cash any longer. They don't want the story here. Others working to perfect their own digital shopping scanners include grocery store giant Kroger and internet behemoth Amazon, which is being piloting a store without checkout lines called Amazon Go near its Seattle headquarters. Kroger's recently introduced a platform known as Scan, Bag, and Go. Will roll out 400 of the grocery chain stores later this year. Now, folks, pay attention to this. That will put the company ahead of Walmart, which anticipates having its Scan and Go service at a fewer than 200 stores being the 2018. With Scan, Bag, and Go, shoppers simply scan barcodes or items they are will be purchasing, either with a handheld scanner via Kroger's smartphone app as they walk throughout the store. Self-checkout kiosk will await customers at the end of the shopping where valid coupons have been tallied and final totals instantly calculated. Eventually, shoppers should be able to bypass those kiosks altogether and pay directly through the app. The process of Walmart looks similar. Using an app, the customer will scan items, even produce, on their own as they walk through the store. They'll be able to pay on their phones when they're finished. A mobile express sign will also be situated in front of Walmart stores for those shoppers who walk through for security purposes before they leave. So you want to stop mailing duties. You just scan as you go, walk out the door, and you're done. Now, that is so convenient. That is so handy. That's so wonderful. It saves time. But it's hurting us into a cashless society, which is prophesied in the Bible, and that's just the way it is. Why can't we see that?
And not only that, you know, if you're 5 pounds overweight and you pick up a candy bar,
oh, yes,
and now they have it scanned, and now when you Now, when you're sick and you have to go to the hospital, are you going to get the treatment first, or are you going to get, or are you going to have to wait? Because now they know you're not watching your weight because you bought that candy bar.
Well, broadband is coming across country. Broadband is going across country, and it's soon going to. Now, folks, this is dead serious. My brother worked on appliances for years. May live working on appliances. He said one day your refrigerator will tell you when things are outdated, in your refrigerator, so you know to replace them. And what you're low on, but it will also tell if you're a diabetic and you got a cake in there. It will tell on you. And I'm telling you the truth. This is a fact. And one day soon in the future, we may not live to see it, Melody, but your commode will read your stool to see, make sure nothing in your stool shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
And also read your urine to make sure you're not doing drugs. Isn't that wonderful, living in a free country?
Yeah, well, you know what? There's a commercial that I've seen. I shared this story with the listeners before, so I'll be brief about it. They advertise this, facility for animals, and they show this cow, and this cow swallows a pill, and this pill stays in the cow, but it reads out and transmits all the data to the farmer so he can see just if the cow is undernourished in one particular area, how much milk the cow could produce based on this and this, and it's all calculated based on the health of that animal. And you know you're going to see that for humans too.
They're working on pills that would tell you if you're taking medicine at the wrong time.
Yeah, so I guess that's right. That's absolutely correct. So, I mean, it's what a strange and frightening world that we're entering. But just getting back to Walmart, absolutely, they're also going to, as I mentioned, going to shutter 63 of the Sam's locations. Some of them went as dark as early as today. Not all the retail employees were notified in advance. And the news comes as Walmart just announced it's going to start raising wages. So I've been told by a listener that on CNBC it was stated that 10 out of the 12 of the Sam's clubs being closed will reopen as e-commerce facilities. Well, it says 12 there, but here, and this is also a CNBC article, says 63 stores. So maybe just 10 to 12 of the closed stores will be converted to e-commerce facilities. That's what it is. So, again, folks, you know, the closings began in Texas, New York, New Jersey, Alaska, Arizona. Aren't some of those states where they're going to have big tax? They didn't get the benefits for the properties. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but some of these states, New York, New Jersey, those are big property tax states.
Yes.
Don't know if that has anything to do with it or not. But on the other hand, they're saying, hey, with all these tax cuts, it's just great. We're going to give employees $1,000. And I guess the $1,000 is going to go to those who have lost their jobs. So they're going to get an additional severance pay. But I think they would rather probably keep their jobs. But, you know, so again, it's just not true what they say. And people.
But it sounds good. It keeps the market excited.
Keeps the market exciting. The Dow was up 200 points today. And it doesn't seem to matter. And I get the algorithms. I understand how that works and how they can do to keep things. But you know what? It still can reverse itself. Look at oil, Butch.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. Well, you know, there's so much. The news today is overwhelming, and you know, in a way, it's something I think's a different topic, but again, important. We've been hearing from Al Gore and others about global warming now for how long, and the nation, the country, the world's going to end in 2017, and all this stuff, and I'm just reading here that 485 scientific papers published in 2017 undermine the consensus on climate change. Scientists are saying this isn't true now, Melody. I mean, if anything, they say we're going into another ice age. Now, why would they lie to us? Do you think that would be to control us and tax us and, you know, add on different things that so they can profit themselves? I mean, we can trust our government, can't we?
Well, sure. You know, going into the Paris Accord, and, you know, that's what Trump, we're still connected to some degree, and he has talked about perhaps just rewriting it and so forth, and we did get the raw end of the deal with that thing, so I'm not quite sure where that really stands. We know his daughter Ivanka wanted us to stay in there, in the Paris Accord. So again, it's just a lot of money exchanging hands, a lot of money that we're giving to this Paris Accord that we don't have. We don't have the money. And so, yeah, it's just another, you know, way to redistribute the wealth, and Lord knows what they're doing with it. You know, they're probably building, you know, the money is probably going someplace to build a jet so they can go to Mars or something. Who knows?
Who knows
where the money would go? But again, it is all about control.
It is. It's about raising taxes. You know, you leave a big carbon footprint, you got to pay more. In some states, including North Carolina now, your tax for the rain comes off your roof.
Yeah.
In some states, you can't even collect the water off the roof. It doesn't belong to you. I'm serious.
That's crazy.
I mean, in Colorado, it's against law to catch water to barrel off your roof and use for gardening, whatever, because that's not your water.
Now, whose water is it?
I guess to the world. It belongs to the earth. I don't know. But it's just insanity. But, you know, and I don't know, you probably read this too, but since, I'm trying to find this here, since April this past year, the influx of illegal families coming across the border, out of Mexico, has increased by 625%. From a low point in April 2017. 625% increase. The first 4 months, there was a sharp decline when Trump took office. Now it's up 625%. What happened to immigration control?
Was there any reasons given why it was up that much?
It didn't say. It's in April 2017, Border Patrol agents apprehended 1,119 family unit aliens, Breed Bar Texas reported. The number of FMUA apprehensions rose nearly every month the low point of 8,120 in December, according to the Southwest Border Migration Report. This number represents an increase from April of more than 7,000 of the family unit aliens, up 625%. Doesn't get into reasons why. It just says it's up. Now maybe this is intentional to make Trump look bad. I don't know. But if he was going to increase the border patrols and stop the influx of illegal aliens, it's not working too well. 625% increase, and I guess these people were stopped. But Melly, think about that. That's a huge amount of increase.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Yeah, but it doesn't say where they're coming across at the border. Look at California; they're now a sanctuary state. So, hey, come on in. So, yeah, that would impact the percentages. I don't know what other states are along the border that will. I don't think none of them are basically sanctuary states, so to speak. Look at New Mexico. I'm sure New Mexico is. I would think that they could be crossing at those areas if possible and increasing those percentages because
well,
the government.
Know, I have an idea. We ought to just build a wall between us and California.
Yeah. Perhaps. Well, I'll tell you what, it's terrible things that they're happening. I don't mean this to joke or be insensitive to what's happening to the people out there, but I'll tell you what, they've certainly had a lot of fires, mudslides, and
mysteriously. These fires were unheard of, record fires, now record flooding. And I've been reading, too, about the radiation that comes still coming in, pouring in from Japan has affected the weather in California to the point that it's actually caused these fires to happen. It's a radiation-type fire this hit. So I don't know, but I've read on that. And it's very possible because the worst fires in history and the worst floods in history out there since that. Oprah Winfrey is wading mud in her yard up about 4, 5, 8, 6 inches deep. You saw that on probably TV already. Whole neighborhoods wiped out, and a foot and a half of mud where the neighborhoods were.
Well, I do know usually whenever you have an area that is in drought, and they had some severe droughts, it is always followed by extensive rains. I mean, it's just, I don't know where it's written or if it's God's law or what, but that just seems to happen that way.
Well, it can be judgment on the nation. You realize that.
Yes.
We can laugh if you want to. People do laugh about this, but the Northeast was hit with record colds and record problems with the weather here. Out west, they're burning and they're flooding, and whether it's man made or not, it's still the hand of our God judging a wicked nation. I mean, you can say, well, man done it. Well, I don't disagree. But Bible says God uses wicked men to punish the people. So if they did it, that just shows more proof that our Father's hand is in charge of this, and we're getting what we deserve. And I don't like to say that, but I can hide from the truth. It's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I believe there is some sort of climate change going on, whether it's just cycles, whether it's, you know, 100-year, 200-year droughts, or man-made. But there is what we view as change because we haven't lived in it. But if something happened 200 years ago and it's just a natural event, they only started taking records how long ago? So we really don't know. And there's certainly a lot of focus, and I think the thing that just discredits them is when they start blaming lawnmowers and
cows, cows passing gas, yeah, all that, yes. I mean, it's
just, how about your missiles? How about all the satellites that go up? How about all the airlines?
How about all the spraying they're doing?
The chemtrails and everything like that. So, if you want to blame something, you know, let's blame everything. But I don't think that's really, even your large cities to some degree, because you have the heat islands coming out of these huge, with all the cement and the heat that can actually change, you know, how the weather. I think the jet stream is the lower stream of the air and so forth, so there's a lot of reasons and for them to call, but it's always the liberals, it's always the that claim that it's global warming and let's get together and penalize the people and they'll pay for it.
You know, being a pastor, I always bring Bible things. I have to, because Psalms 9:17 said the nation forgets God, turning into hell. Well, at this station, undoubtedly, and I can prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt, when this nation was first started back in the 1600s, we were undeniably a Christian nation. If you run for office, you had to be a professed Christian. Now, it's changed a lot before the 1700s, actually. It started falling apart in the 1700s. But nonetheless, by 2040... The Muslim faith will be the second largest religion in the United States. So I do believe that's also part of the reason of judgment. We turn our back upon the true righteous God, and we're being judged. When the Muslims, and folks, please understand, I've studied this, I know what I'm talking about, I've talked to ex-Muslims, it is not religion of peace. The women out there who are crying, they want this, have no idea what the women, what's done to the women that live there. I've talked to women who escape this country, Melody. They are beaten, routinely beaten, because it's what Allah wants them to do. They're misfigured sexually, and the genitals, these people, women are treated really evil. Now, by 2040, it'll be next in line to what we call Christianity in this country as the largest religion. That'll affect us already possible, including financially.
Hey, we're heading into a break, Pastor Butch, so keep those thoughts. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few short minutes.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Again, for joining us, you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And yesterday I promised you listeners I would have my comparison with the $20 gold pieces. And again, like I said, it was just so hectic here today trying to get loose ends caught up from, you know, from our being basically shut down for 2 days last week. And I didn't get to it. I promised to spend all morning long on it. But I'm going to continue the little special I had today at yesterday's prices. So we have the 21-ounce American Silver Eagles and the small fractional piece, the 1/10-ounce American Gold Eagle. And the total package, and includes your shipping, is $545. So we have gold up big today. We had gold up $5 today. We have silver up a penny today. And we're still offering this at yesterday's prices. So a great deal. Give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. You can buy one or 100 of these packages. 800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and please sign up for our weekly newsletter. And of course, you can listen to these programs. They are archived on a daily and weekly base, or a longer term, I should say, basis. So give us a call, 800-375-4188. What's next, Pastor Butch?
Okay, and by the way, I want to tell the folks listening to this. I hope, folks, I'm doing a good job for you all on this, and I'm trying my best to help Melody. Melody has been a friend of mine for years, and I really am honored to work with her doing this. And Melody, I want to do you a good job. I'm hoping I'm doing the right thing. This is kind of new to me in the sense of economics, but it's important because it still goes right in line with the Scriptures. Economics is part of being a Christian. Everything you know how to handle your finances is in the Bible. No one reads it anymore and believes it, but it's in the Bible, actually. And if we follow that, we won't be in this mess. Of course, the main rule is you're not to have unjust weights and measures. But who cares, right?
Just, yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
As long as it spends.
Yeah, exactly. Who cares? As long as we think it works. But this is an interesting story. Aerospace engineer uses Bitcoin cash to buy a $415,000 home in Seattle. The guy's name is Kiri Kuo, 23-year-old investor, used Bitcoin to make a down payment on a home. And, of course, the bank accepted, obviously. But I thought it was kind of interesting to use the word Bitcoin cash. Please, somebody tell me how to get cash out of nothing. I want to do this, you know, can I print my own or something? But the guy used it to make a down payment on his house with Bitcoin. To me, that really shows something that it's been accepted. But again, folks, it's all an all cashless, and it's leading to a world currency, a world trading denomination here. I know you had something to share on that too, didn't you, Melody?
Pardon?
You had something to share about Bitcoin too, didn't you?
Yeah, today we had the Bitcoin slump to its lowest level since Christmas. South Korea's justice minister reiterated his proposal to ban local cryptocurrencies exchanges. And, of course, that was fueling a concern that the state crackdown will erode demand for digital coins in one of the world's biggest markets. So, you know, when we think of South Korea, I don't think anybody really gets it, because we're also used to talking about China, and we're talking about, you know, we think that they're so big and so forth. And so, well, they are, but I mean, South Korea is just as, I mean, I don't think I think South Korea has just kind of been overlooked to some degree for many people, not all of us, but many people. But the minister's comments to reporters on Thursday were later downplayed by a spokesman for President Moon, who said the proposal is one among several and that nothing has been finalized. Yeah, they had to come out and stop the markets from tanking. You know, so this is all damage control by the president of South Korea because they are one of the world's biggest markets for these cryptocurrencies. There's a lot of people making money. So they're not going to ruin that. And they, again, want to have a little bit of control. So governments around the world are increasing scrutiny of these cryptocurrencies as soaring prices attract everyone. Unfortunately, from mom and pop investors to Wall Street banks. So, you know, South Korea plays the host to several of the world's most active exchanges. Bitcoin prices in the country are persistently higher than those in the United States. And this has alarmed the authorities. And this is what you're going to see. And, you know, they talk it up and say, oh, you know, we're all concerned and blah, blah, blah. But what it really does come down to is tax revenue. You know, they're missing out on a ton of tax revenue. And so they're just going to either have to find a way to get a piece of it or a lot of it, or they'll just eliminate it. And
This is something I want to run by you and like to have your opinion on, too, because I still can't grasp this. And I know about the bright bulb in the house, Melanie, but the U.S. government to sell 513 Bitcoin and 512 Bitcoin cash seized from dark web dealer. The United States has been approved by a federal judge in Utah to auction off 513 Bitcoin and 512 Bitcoin cash seized from an investigation into Aaron Michael Shamo, a dark web dealer. It's an $8.5 million sale. In the coming weeks, the government is expected to sell all the assets seized after the arrest of Shamo, including an Ford F-350 pickup, BMW 135i, and the millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin and Bitcoin cash. Now, please tell me, I've got to finish this article, but what's the difference between Bitcoin and Bitcoin cash?
The Bitcoin is Bitcoin, and the Bitcoin cash is Bitcoin cash.
Okay. That explains it. Well, I can understand
that.
That's got it. I got it now. But anyway, the article says on May 31st, 2017, Shamu, along with other dark web operators, including Drew Wilson Grandel, Mario Anthony Noble, and Sean Michael Gigi, were found guilty of a conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance, aiding the importation of controlled substance, intentional alteration of drugs, use of U.S. mail and drug trafficking, conspiracy to commit money laundering, and engaging in monetary transaction and property derived from specified unlawful activity. Immediately after the dark web criminals were found guilty of the charges filed by the FBI, the Bitcoin and Bitcoin cash holdings of the dark web operators were seized and moved to the custody of the United States Marshals Service. However, in the official court document released and approved by Utah District Judge Dale A. Kimball, the U.S. government stated that it is costly to securely store the seized cryptocurrencies for a long period of time. According to the court, the USMS has paid $465 per month to store the two cryptocurrencies. Again, I understand how that works. The U.S. government also expressed its concerns over the high volatility of rate of Bitcoin and Bitcoin cash, and suggested sell the two cryptocurrencies before their values appreciate. The vehicles, Bitcoin and Bitcoin cash, have been seized and are in the custody and control of the United States Marshals Service. Every month, USMS is accruing $465 a month in storage fees for these vehicles. The total expenses for these two vehicles currently is $5,010.70. The BTC and BCH have been transferred to the government wallet. Now, did you hear that? It's been transferred to the government wallet due to the volatile market for cryptocurrencies. The BTC and BCH risk losing value during the pendency of the forfeiture proceedings, but they transferred to the government wallet. Now, I understand that bitcoins are different types of them. You can get a virtual wallet. So our government now has a wallet to put confiscated Bitcoin in. Melanie Cedarstrom, how are they doing this?
Well, I just wanted to answer your question about Bitcoin Cash. And basically, from what I understand, Bitcoin Cash is just it was created not that long ago, but it allows larger size of blocks to be traded, allowing more transactions to be processed. So it's more or less, from what I understand, more of a just a bigger area that they can allow more transactions to be processed. So I think Bitcoin itself is just a single unit, I believe, or with the blockchain. And I'm going to have to get my computer guy on to explain all this.
Yeah, I'd like to know that. I really would, because it seems strange to me that they can take something, nothing actually, and make it something. And people ignore the fact that substance like gold and silver is real, tangible wealth, but they'll put their faith in a piece of air and go for it. It works for a while, folks. It's fakery. It's like fiat currency. It worked for a while. It's losing every day, but we'll say it's worked for a while because people believe it works. If we didn't believe it, it wouldn't work. Faith is what keeps the dollar bill moving, but it's going to come to an end. When it does, it's going to hurt lots of people. Goodness gracious. And you were talking about the oil earlier. Well, soon it looks like oil is going to go to as high as $80 a barrel. Now, we're at 60 right now. And gas in most places, I think, is about, what, about two and a quarter a gallon most places.
Oh, I think it's much higher than that. Probably 250 to 240 to 270.
Well, that means it'll be over $3 a gallon when it hits $80 a barrel then, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, does that affect you financially, or do you get your gas free?
I get it free.
We talk about this, but we ignore that all this stuff adds up. You know, 50 cents here, dime here, dollar there. At the end of the month, when you're paying it all off, Melody, that makes a difference in your paycheck.
Well, you know, what people don't understand is all the byproducts that are made from oil.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's just not gasoline. Of course, gasoline and heating is the biggest thing that we relate to as far as, when we talk about oil and the increase of the oil prices. But oil, my gosh, I mean, from medicines and medications, aspirin, Jell-O.
Clothing, everything.
Yes.
Everything
has oil in it.
Plastic, all that, yes.
Your plastics. So it is. So when oil prices rise, all of those prices are going to rise also. So, yes, we are talking about inflation creeping back into this country little by little. And usually gasoline is the first thing that we notice the most about. So you can kiss your tax cuts goodbye. Because you're paying for it and increased pricing in other areas.
And Jack in the Box is going to help out because they said it makes good sense to replace workers with robots as wages increase. Now, this is another happening. Jack in the Box CEO Leonard Coma claimed it just makes good sense to replace human workers in the restaurants industry with robots as the minimum wage increases. When they're raising the minimum wage, they either cut back hours or cut back employees. As we see the rising cost of labor, it just makes sense, declared Coma at the ICR conference in Orlando, Florida on Tuesday. According to Business Insider, Jack in the Box previously tested technologies such as KISC, and the KISC resulted in a higher average check and helped with efficiency. But at the time, Coma said the cost of installing the KISC wasn't worth it, they explained, adding, however, that with minimum wage increasing, Jack in the Box is reconsidering their use of KISC and other technology. In other words, they're going to robots to take the place of people working, Melody. And I'm just curious if that robot's going to chip in and pay my bills.
Well, you know, it wasn't that long ago. Well, just since you've been on the program, we talked about Finland. I've talked about Finland before. We've talked about the universal basic income. And this is the major concern that all of your Musks, the Microsofts, the Apple, they're all concerned. And they're saying that technology is going to be replacing jobs.
Yes.
And they are looking for this basic income to get people by. And that's been tried. And you know what's interesting? I was reading the idea of basic income started a long time ago. And when they try to use this basic income, it was always to try to right an economic wrong. And there's a book, Thomas More's 1516 book, Utopia. It describes a society that has no crime because it can provide everyone with means of livelihood so that nobody is under the frightful necessity of becoming a thief. And then again in 1796, there was a pamphlet.
Welfare has really helped thievery, Anna, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
In 1796, there was a pamphlet written by Thomas Paine who argued that the creation of a national fund out of which every person, rich or poor, would receive something when he or she turned 21 and maybe a lower rate thereafter. So their idea was Earth's resources were supposed to be available to everyone, and everyone deserved compensation in part for the system of landed property. So these ideas go back a very long time.
Even if they don't work, even if they don't produce, they still get deserve a percentage of it.
Yeah.
Just for breathing, they get something.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when we see more and more income inequality, we see, you know, the healthcare system, we see the elimination of jobs, you know, people are beginning to take a look at this basic income. The problem is, who's there to pay for it? You know, this is all fine and dandy in Finland, but they'll say, oh, it's great. They'll give you examples of people who are on it, but they don't tell you that a cup of coffee costs $8.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
They don't tell you that a hamburger probably costs you $20. And not just maybe at your fancy restaurants, but everywhere. So the downside, they never talk about the downside of it, and it's just exactly. And so it's it has to be paid for somehow. And then what happens? Then you're turned into a Venezuela. And that's the outcome.
Well, Melody, we as a people have a tendency to turn a blind eye when we know something's actually wrong. But when we benefited from it for a temporary relief or whatever, we turn our eyes away from it, don't we?
I know we do, and we're going to have to turn our eyes away from this program because I hear we're out of time. So I want to thank you for joining me today. You'll be back on Tuesday, and listeners, we'll be back tomorrow. I appreciate you tuning in. 1-800-375-4188. Give us a call at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Until tomorrow, be safe and God bless. Good night, all.
In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy